the dictionary is very necessary. With the dictionary, you'll see.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019. In the history of American lexicography, or dictionary making, one of the definitive names is that of Noah Webster. As I write this installment of the Reader's Notebook, I have close at hand, should I need it, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, my go-to word book most of the time. Should it fall short, I can always consult Webster's Third New International Dictionary, Unabridged, the most comprehensive American language dictionary available with nearly 500,000 entries. My copy of the great folio lies open on its own bookstand across the room, waiting to come to the rescue, should the need arise. That takes care of us Americans. And our British friends can rely on the massive Oxford English Dictionary in a variety of formats, including 20 ponderous volumes almost brought to completion in its first edition by James Murray, who labored on it for a generation before he died. Americans can use it too, of course, since we share a common language with the Brits. Sort of. But what of the French? Do they have a Webster or a Murray? A fountain of wordly wisdom whom they beseech when words fail them? Indeed they do. And it is his birthday that we celebrate today. Pierre Larousse, a leading French grammarian, lexicographer, and encyclopedist, was born on this day in 1817. He published many of the outstanding educational and reference works of 19th century France, including the 15-volume Grand Dictionnaire Universel du XIXe Siècle, or Great Big Universal Dictionary of the 19th Century. Larousse was born in Toussy, where his father was a blacksmith. At the age of 16, he won a scholarship at the Teaching Academy in Versailles. 4 years later, he returned home to teach in a primary school, but became frustrated by the archaic and rigid teaching methods he found there. In 1840, he moved to Paris. From 1848 to 1851, he taught at a private boarding school where he met his future wife, Suzanne, although they would not marry until 1872. Together in 1849, they published a French language course for children. In 1841, he met Augustin Boyer, another disillusioned ex-teacher, and together they founded the Larousse and Boyer Bookshop. They published progressive textbooks for children and instruction manuals for teachers, with an emphasis on developing the pupils' creativity and independence. In 1856, they published the New Dictionary of the French Language, the forerunner of the Petit Larousse, France's essential one-volume dictionary. But Larousse was already starting his plan to have a much larger project in view. On December 27, 1863, the first volume of his great encyclopedic dictionary appeared. It was praised by Victor Hugo and became a classic. It is still highly respected in its modern revised form. In 1869, Larousse ended his partnership with Boyer and spent the rest of his life working on the great dictionary. It was finished by his nephew, Jules Ollier, in 1876, after Larousse's death at age 57 in Paris on January 3, 1875, from a stroke caused by exhaustion. No surprise there. He is buried with other 19th century notables in the historic Cimetière de Montparnasse. His publishing house, Édition Larousse, still survives, although it is no longer owned by his family. Quel dommage, mais c'est la vie. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 23rd, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.